Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
There is a question about, is South Africa, you know, our circle of influence, the friendly countries, are often the countries that are pariahs. They are pariah states when one considers generally the global status of countries. I wanted to try and understand this more. What are the implications for South Africa aligning itself with Russia? What are Cuba, you know, all these countries that are, let's face it, are not popular and certainly are not right up there with human rights. So Professor David Monier, he's an Associate Professor of Political Science and International Relations at the University of Johannesburg. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning to all, and morning to all listeners.
Thank you so much for your time. Do you think that South Africa is going to be on the wrong side of history?
Not really. As a matter of fact, the opposite is true.
Really? Okay.
Indeed. South Africa's foreign policy since 1994 seeks to be really friends to all and enemy to none. We have relationship with the United States, with the UK, with China, with Russia, Japan, you name the country. And therefore, these military exercises have been done with quite a number of other countries. Russia and China, it's just a continuity of activities, annual activities, and they should also be seen within a context of a BRICS formation that South Africa will be chairing this year. So I think there's just a panic. One can understand why.
Yes.
The panic now. It's not first time that South Africa is doing this, but now it's because of the war in Ukraine and the rising tensions between the United States and China and Russia on the other hand.
Yeah, I mean, look, with all the externals, you know, when South Africa is having, you know, military exercises with Russia on the anniversary of the Russian invasion of Ukraine, I mean, that sends a message, don't you think, to the rest of the world?
It's just, I do not think it was planned in that way.
Right.
This kind of activities were planned way before the war in Ukraine. And I do not think that one would then stop your own national activity. And we should also understand that South Africa has to be an independent. It must follow an independent foreign policy.
Yeah.
It should not be dictated by anyone, whether it's Russia or China or United States. And no country should dictate to South Africa in terms of who should be your friend and who should be your enemy. And I think it's important to keep that way. We had American troops, American Air Force, and Navy in this country, and no one complained. I really find it quite shocking that we seem to be following the Western views on this particular matter.
Yeah, very interesting. I like that approach that we should be independent, but I suppose there are times where we're going to have alliances and trade agreements. I mean, are there any countries that are not our friend that we consider enemy states, or that we won't do business with? I mean, aside from Israel, I suppose.
Are there any other states? Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Are there any other countries that South Africa doesn't want to do business with, aside from Israel, of course?
I don't think there is absolutely no policy, but I've never seen any military activities between South Africa and North Korea, for instance. But South Africa has not any conflict with North Korea.
Yeah.
So it really depends how big the country is and how strategic that country. Foreign policy is just not following anyone anyway. It's a question of you understanding your strategic interests and see where do your interests converge with which country. And therefore, there are quite a number of issues that were so close with the United States and other issues with the UK, France, Germany, and China in terms of trade and other areas. And therefore, all these activities need to be seen at the same level. You don't then choose that this particular country countries are the ones that we need to be friends with. And because the United States and Western world is fighting with Russia, that does not make Russia our enemy.
Yeah. Professor David Monyaev, you are a very, very interesting man to talk to, and I really wish we had more time. Unfortunately, we've got to get to news, but thank you very much for the time, and I look forward to hearing you more on Chai FM. Have a wonderful day. That is Professor David Monyaev. He's an Associate Professor of Political Science and International Relations at the University of Johannesburg. Isn't it interesting to just get different opinions? Don't you feel better for it? I certainly do.